Business to Cash, the TSI way. I'm Glenn, and with me today is the ever-insightful Heather.
Hello, listeners. Glad to have you with us. Today, we're diving deep into a pressing issue for healthcare professionals, clinical denials.
Let's start with the basics. What are clinical denials, and why should the healthcare sector be concerned?
Well, in a nutshell, clinical denials arise when insurance companies decline to cover a medical procedure or treatment. This can happen when the procedure isn't seen as medically necessary, is deemed experimental, or doesn't align with their coverage standards.
That sounds financially troubling for healthcare institutions and patients. But there's more to it than money, right?
Absolutely. Beyond finances, these denials can delay vital care, affecting patient health. And the administrative task of handling such denials can also be quite taxing for healthcare entities.
Let's get to the root of it. Why do clinical denials happen?
A leading culprit is inadequate documentation. Properly documenting a patient's procedure's necessity is pivotal. Other reasons include coding mistakes or using outdated codes. Sometimes there's a downgrade in the coding level of care, which may necessitate an appeal. Another common challenge is patient status discrepancies, like confusion between observation and inpatient status. You know, some carriers might deem inpatient using the midnight rule or the two-night stay, where others might, you know, have someone stay in observation for up to 48 hours. Regular reviews can mitigate such issues. Additionally, ensuring that you use up-to-date CPT or ICD-10 codes is crucial.
Prevention is better than cure. How can these denials be preemptively tackled?
Great point. Let's enumerate some best practices. Bolster documentation to clearly highlight the medical necessity. Regularly review payer policies. For instance, some medications might be denied without an initial treatment trial with preferred drugs. And always ensure procedures or treatments are pre-authorized when required. Your payer contracts between the provider and the carrier, clearly deem sometimes that once a procedure or a stay is pre-authorized, then no post-service review can take place to, challenge the medical necessity of the stay.
Keeping staff trained and updated seems indispensable here.
Spot on. Regular training sessions are pivotal. Technologies like EHRs can also be instrumental in redefining documentation.
Even with all precautions, denials can slip through. How should healthcare entities react?
Firstly, decode the denial reason by closely examining the denial notice. After grasping the rationale, healthcare providers should rally their resources to present a robust appeal. This may involve leveraging research studies, FDA guidelines, or even patient policies. If an appeal is rejected, persistence is key. Seek external reviews where applicable and verify that responses to appeals directly address your concerns.
Wrapping up, let's touch upon patient advocacy. How pivotal is it?
Immensely so. Patients should be active participants, understanding their rights and what their policies allow and don't allow. Working in tandem with providers can be beneficial. In certain scenarios, having patient authorization to submit an appeal can smooth out the appeal process.
Time flies. We hope today's discussion illuminated the nuances of clinical denials and offered actionable strategies.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, mastering the art of handling clinical denials can be transformative for healthcare providers and their patients. While prevention is ideal, having a streamlined process for addressing denials when they arise is invaluable.
Perfectly said. We're here to guide and inform. If you have any queries or topic suggestions, don't hesitate to connect. Until our next episode, stay informed and proactive.